This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or go for the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dude, I just busted in his office this morning. The door was closed. I didn't. It was all bad.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? All-Star Weekend here in the Bay.
Hey.
How many people out there, how many of our listeners are going to something? Apparently there's 50 things going on around the city.
The hundreds, Donnie.
Anybody participating in this weekend, you can
call us, tell us.
Let us know what you're doing and how you're celebrating.
And put us on the list. I hit Brownie Blends, let them know where, asked them where the gig was at. So we got Fillmore Mike who sent the flyer.
I don't want to go to parties.
What do you want to do?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I have a function I'm going to, not related to basketball. I have a birthday party, a family birthday party tonight. So what's family first? You ever hear that?
FOE.
It's not
family over everything.
It's not clubs, taverns, and bars.
Well, there's
first.
Always tomorrow too, Steiny. So. And Sunday, I'm hearing.
What about the after party, Steiny?
Look at him.
Those don't exist for me.
Oh.
It's too late.
You might be telling the truth.
5-1-0, I'm incredibly optimistic. Just seeing what Jimmy has brought to the team. But as currently constructed, I think at best we get one playoff series win. That's from the 5-1-0. And then he also says, the deciding factor is Kuminga. Oh, boy.
Now, why would you, if Kuminga's because, listening, why would tell JK why you said, oh, boy.
Because, see, I didn't want to do this today. I wanted to stay positive.
You're off to a great start.
I'm worried about JK's role when he comes back. And here's why. This is one thing I was thinking about Jonathan Kuminga and how before he got hurt, he was quote-unquote emerging. The Warriors have Steph Curry.
Okay.
Takes 18, 20 shots a game. And before the trade, they had Andrew Wiggins. And Andrew Wiggins isn't the most aggressive player.
About 10 to 14.
In the league. And so the Warriors now with Jimmy Butler and Curry have two aggressive scorers. And I think there'll be less room for Kuminga with Jimmy Butler on the team in terms of opportunity and maybe playing time than with Wiggins on the floor.
So do you mean...
Because Butler takes more shots. Butler's more involved. And, you know, Butler's going to have the ball in his hands way more than Wiggins. And it's going to be up to Kuminga to figure out how to play alongside Curry and Butler if that's the lineup that Curry's going to go with at times, those three.
I'm not mad at that, but, Stoney, I just look at it like, you know what? It's on the coaching staff and the players to incorporate talent. And that's what we know J.K. is, a talent. And I'll say this. You focus and hone in on the age. Jimmy Butler is not a Russell Westbrook in his prime in regard to, you know, I got to shoot it every time. I look at Jonathan Kuminga as a not rest, a pit stop for the guys that, you know, if Jimmy knows, you know, I'm working on getting my win back, or Curry, he never not feels it. But, you know, you can always give that youngster the ball and he can cook and do his thing. That might be 5 minutes. It might be 7 minutes. But that's how what I look at Kuminga, like he's going to be an option for these older guys to, you know what, I'm going to pick my spots. And Jimmy Butler and Steph and Dre know that they got to – it's like, what is a point guard? He's got to make sure the big man's happy. You feed him. You know, he runs the court, you feed him. Like, there's responsibilities to where I don't think J.K. will get left out. I don't think he's going to be – this is my team. I'm hoisting up 30 shots. You know, that ain't happening. And I think he knows that, Stoney. So you're going to hold on to your We Believe comp, and I'm going to hold on to my young baby Kawhi with the Spurs. You know, it was still Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker before we knew, you know, Kawhi was going to be what he was. So, here, young fella, we're going to let you cook here.
Do you have any concern that because the Warriors got Butler, the stakes are now higher, they're going to be playing in more important games, and that's not good for Jonathan Kuminga?
No, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
I actually don't – That's the biggest thing that I'm interested in is how Kuminga is going to handle coming off the bench
pressure
and trying to figure out a role on this particular team when he's playing with Steph Curry or when he's playing with Jimmy Butler. But that's an issue for down the line. I was reading The Athletic today, and he's our guy, but The Athletic gave grades to every team.
Oh.
At the All-Star break. And Anthony Slater gave the Warriors a B+. That seems a little high to me.
And my point guard. A B+?
A B+.
But Stein, I would say, Slates, if you're listening, we love you. They're 10th.
I made it up.
It had to be the trade.
A lot of it was the trade. I mean, I'll throw that out to Warrior fans. If you had to give them a grade right now, and you can take into the reason Slater's grade was pretty good was because he phrased it like, you know, the Warriors have been looking for a year or two now for a running mate for Steph.
Well,
they finally got one.
Well, that's an A then, if you want to do that. But the play on the court, Stoney, pre-Jimmy, I'm giving it a C-.
I would give it about
if you wanted to say D, I'm right here.
By the way, the grade was for the entire pre-All-Star, not just the trade itself. I think there was some
Yeah. And that's why
confusion.
B-plus sounded a little bit high.
No doubt about it. Especially when you're 10th.
So, we'll, you know, I thought a B-plus was – I mean, before the trade, I thought they were underachieving a little bit. You know, I thought they would be winning more games, but they were about 500. I don't know.
So your grade was what? What would you give them?
Well, I got to figure it. Like,
I said C-. I want Evan to come in and tell us what he gives them, but where are you at?
Well, I kind of see where Slater's issue is. Like, it's hard to separate 26 and 26 with what they've just done. So, I mean, you have to give them... You have to give him a bump because of Butler, I would think.
Well, then, well, now we're talking A or B, then. I get it.
I'd probably say B- before the trade, like a C or a C+.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
I said C-.
Something like that. I mean, I didn't... I mean, the reality of the situation is it feels like the trade has changed the opinion of virtually all the fans. And it feels like this team... is way more interesting.
Oh my God!
The upside has gotten higher, and they look like they're they're ready to make a run in the second half of the season, or the last, I should say, 27 games. This is Steve Kerr on last night's game and the last 5-6 minutes.
I thought we executed pretty well several times down the stretch. You know, we had the one turnover and when Steph tried to throw it over the top, but about three other plays where we executed really well. Jimmy got the layup off the, from Dre. Got a couple of other plays where we got a good look, free throws, and that allowed us to set our defense up. So, it's good to have to finish the game that way. Obviously, you always prefer a blowout if you can get it and rest guys, but we have to learn how to close games. I mean, we have not done that well, and we didn't do it well last night, obviously. So that was an important game for us. We think Jimmy's presence and skill is going to allow us to finish games much better than we have so far this year. So tonight was a good example of that, and hopefully a sign of things to come.
Hey, does last night count as a clutch game?
I think
it does.
When they got to within 2 and 4.
Yeah, but there was like 6.5 minutes left when they cut it to 2.
Yeah. You don't like that at all.
I think it's a joke.
You didn't like Curry getting that award. The team didn't make the playoffs, and he got Clutch Player of the Year.
Yeah. If someone can explain that to me, great. But
still not shooting it well from deep, Stoney. And I know Kuminga's not going to help that, but 11 of 41. I know that was one of your concerns. But I'm wondering if that's why teams are able to come back make runs.
I'm wondering if Warrior fans, and like when they made the trade, I said their 3-point shooting got worse, and I'm and it has. They shot it pretty well Jimmy Butler's first game, but the last three games they have not shot threes well at all.
Yeah, he made his first one last night.
It was a 4-point game with 4 minutes left, so it does qualify.
Yeah. Stoney, that's a close game.
Okay. All right. So the Warriors. Okay, they've played 55 games total.
All right.
How many clutch games have they ostensibly played?
34. I think it's tied with the Timberwolves.
Yeah. We've seen them blow leads to games.
Oh, yeah, we have. So, in other words, they're winning by 20, and the other team comes back to cut it to 5. Now it's a clutch game.
What do you guys think their record is?
It's 500. I'm going to say. They are who they are.
I hate you said it, but Evan, I'm going to say 20 and 14.
Yeah, right.
But you wish. 17 and 17.
Any way you cut it, this team's been a 500
team. That was my first answer. I didn't say it. I felt it. Thanks, E.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I'd be optimistic. Like, I don't think they're going to be a very good three-point shooting team. So the fact, to my way of thinking, the fact that they're still 3-1 in a four-game stretch when three of the games they didn't shoot well from three, that tells me that they're less reliant on making threes maybe to win games because their defense has improved. We'll have to see how that plays out because...
Yeah, Houston under 100. I mean, 98. Houston, Stoney. I'm not a fan. I feel like, again, in the NBA, if you play hard, and I'm not saying the Warriors don't. I'm just saying if you play hard and you're young, you're going to accumulate a good record. And that's what the Rockets are. I just told you during the break, Evan didn't hear this. Stoney, I would hope the Warriors somehow, if they could get in, could get a series against the Rockets. But Houston would have to go all the way up, if the Warriors stay in this play-in box. But I don't...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man, they just play.
Quit begging. Quit begging for the Rockets because you know the Rockets
stink. The Rockets, come out and play.
Let's go to Free the People. Free the People's
this
in
our
Oakland.
Guy.
What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. As always, happy Friday to
yeah.
you. First things first, I think it's fair to have a level of optimism for Jimmy being here this year.
Definitely.
Things that I worry about with Jimmy being here this year, though, is Kuminga's role when he comes back. He's going to be in that short corner a lot, and I don't know if I trust him to make those threes. I think it will make it a difficult position for him to be in certain lineups. You guys were talking about giving out grades. I would grade the first 15 games as like an A. I would grade the next games after that before the trade like a D because they played terrible. And then with Jimmy so far, I think it's fair to say a B-plus. That Dallas loss should have been a win, so it's hard to give them an A so far. But 3-1 is a great start. The next thing I want to do before I get off the phone is I want to give major props to Moses Moody. Fans all over the Bay Area have been calling for Moody to get more playing time. It's unfortunate the players had to get traded and injured for him to get a chance, but that's the way the cookie crumbles in the NBA. You got to wait for whatever opportunity is your opportunity. And I feel like dude held us down in the first half of that game last night, along with Pods, who has been getting a lot of flack from the fans. I've given him some myself, so I won't act like I'm a person who didn't. But last night, I saw them play really hard and carry the team in the first half. And I think we need performances like that from those guys going forward if we want to, like, even maximize one playoff series win. I don't have much faith in more than one playoff series win. But before we got Jimmy, we probably weren't even going to make the playoffs the way it was looking. So for that, I'll be thankful. But I need to see some major moves in the offseason. Thanks for taking my call. As always, guys, happy Friday to you. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Back at you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I came in, Stoney, not to try to irritate you, and I said to you and Evan, I wanted to give some a player their flowers, and it was Moody. And it's not just the box score, Stoney. I mean,
it can't just be the box score. The box score.
But he's a jack of all trades, man. He'll go in there and finish. He can. He's got some hands. Like again, I'm not telling you he's James Worthy. I'm just not. But he could be a sixth, seventh man on my team any day. And that caller was right. A lot of people have been clamoring for him to get more minutes. And Stoney, I just like what he brings to the table. And I hate when he missed the game winner the other night. But you know,
I mean, look. The Warriors may have found their power forward of the future. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know.
I'm talking about Moody.
I know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about Moody.
Yeah.
Moody helped them last night. No doubt about it. Pods did too. Pods is playing well. In fact, Steve Kerr mentioned Pods. Take a listen.
We felt like it was the right time to do it. I think Brandon has played so well over the last couple of weeks that I think he needs to be in that starting group now. He gives Steph another ball handler, decision maker. He makes a lot of plays out of nothing with his brain and his skill. It was good to get him out there. I imagine he's going to be out there now, as a starter for a while. Obviously with Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, and I thought Moses complimented those guys really well. We'll see how it goes from here. We got JK coming back. Back hopefully within a couple of weeks, so we always have options. But I think BP's got to be out there.
And I've been clamoring for it, Stoney, and we got it.
Well, then you got it. Then you're going to live with Kuminga coming off the bench. I mean that's pretty obvious, I would think, because you're gonna start Steph, Pods,
Butler,
and Green have to start, and then you're missing a five unless you want to go
Draymond at five.
Unless you want to go Moody. Unless you want to go Steph, Pods, Butler, Moody, Green, maybe he'll go that way. I don't know. What do you think, E?
You guys remember when Pods entered the starting lineup last year?
I do.
I don't.
It was the game before the All-Star break.
See, this is why Evan should really just fill in for me a lot of days with that kind of knowledge.
And he went on a nice little rookie run to end the season. So
he earned it. He earned it. He came back from this injury playing, giving him energy, burst. And again, he didn't shoot it well from deep, Stoney, but that's not all the game. I mean, man, I like what I saw. And him and Moody were holding it down. And I'm just thinking to myself, Stoney, I know it's not their time in regard to it's their team. But I'm like, damn, if you want to just step back and look at this Warrior team, after Curry, Dre, and Butler, right now, I mean, you're sitting with, again, I'm not saying franchise players, but Pods, Moody, Kuminga, Post, sign me up.
Well, I think it's interesting. If it's going to be, I mean, he basically said Pajemski's going to be the starter for a while. So that tells me that he's planning on starting Pajemski even after Kuminga returns. Okay, so you could say big deal. Pods just took Buddy Hield's spot in the starting lineup.
JK could be four.
But I mean,
to five.
I'm willing to bet you anything you want to bet that's not going to be the lineup. Because I'll tell you why either. Because if you take out Hield and put in Pods,
okay,
you have even less shooting than with Buddy. And I just don't think you can go Curry, Pajemski, Kuminga, Green, Butler. Like that is
now
you have no 3-point shooting outside Steph Curry. Kuminga's got to come off the bench for this team. He just has to.
I tell you what, because the way Kerr does it, I've been lobbying for Pods for what, 2 weeks to start, or at least a week. We'll just say that, and it happened.
Goo, you want 8 players to start?
No, I was saying it was time for Buddy to. You got to get him out of there. And you talked about spacing, and Kerr agreed with you. But Buddy's been so bad, Stoney. Like this was the next domino. So I would tell Buddy Hield, not that anybody would ask me, hey, Buddy. Kerr rode you. He gave you every opportunity to get out of this funk. My point is, if we do make that bet, the way Kerr does it, we won't know until, like, I would say, Stoney, give me 10 games. Because, things got to happen. You got to see things, and then he makes the decision. That's usually how Kerr does it. So, Kuminga's first game back, if he's not in the starting lineup, I don't want you to declare victory. But I feel like Draymond could be the five, Kuminga the four, Butler 3, Steph 2, and Pods 1.
Mm.
Moody first guy off the bench. We'll see.
I mean, they're going to have to shoot it from three better than they have to go anywhere.
But I don't want to give you your flowers. But, Steiny, if you tell me what could be the death of the Warriors moving forward with all this euphoria, shout out Kendrick, that I'm feeling about this team, it just may be that component. And maybe that's why Houston was able, because if you ain't shooting well, you're giving the other team opportunity to get back in games. And then we've seen it to where it was Jimmy's first game against Chicago. You got down 24, you know what I mean? Because you go cold. So we'll monitor that, but Kuminga's not going to fix that. And what did you say? He only shoots like three a game, attempts three a game.
Something like that. Let's go to Anthony in Brentwood. What's up, Anthony? How you doing, man? Speaking of Ant, did you see Anthony Edwards dunk last night?
I don't think Chet. I think they should have brought Chet off the bench. But I got maybe three things. One, Steiner, you don't understand. Guru ain't new to this. He's true to this.
He
it ain't on him. It's in him. You don't understand it, Steiner. You got to give it the program.
Now
that I got that off my chest.
Oh, there you go, Ant.
Let him know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, Guru.
All right, help me.
my initial or original point was we have an established big three now. So I think the rest of the season, if we're talking about expectations for me, I actually want Kerr to really see who he can depend on outside of the big three and Looney. And, you know, we know what we're getting from Kuminga. So I want to see for these next, you know, however many games, Who can you really depend on, and who's staying and who's going? Is Moody going to be a part of the future plan? We know that already, right? Because he got the contract. We know that he likes pods. So now let's see. Are we going Quentin Post, or are we going TJD? Are we doing a little half and half? Are we getting rid of Buddy? Are we bringing somebody that's more of a consistent three-point shooter? Because like you guys are talking about, we do need more consistent wing scoring. Now, I want to jump into your guys' conversation when it comes to, like, who's starting and whatnot. I actually wouldn't mind, with the addition of Jimmy, Dre can come off the bench sometimes. Jimmy, he can run the point, and he can be a point forward. He can be a four. Sometimes you can have him and Steph doing their thing and then have an additional shooter on the floor because Dre is a non-scorer. Sometimes I think it would be better if Dre came off the bench because Jimmy's still a better athlete. I think he's probably a better facilitator, and he's the one guy that does get to the cup and gets to the line consistently outside of Kuminga. So we're talking about the starting lineup. We also got to look at the option of, you know, sometimes not starting Dre, because then he could come off the bench as a small ball five and run that second unit and maybe possibly help get somebody like Buddy or another guy going. Because now that we have Jimmy, Steph can kind of roam free a little bit more. And Jimmy is just as smart as a basketball player as Draymond. So I would look at it a little different, not, you know, looking at – because Kuminga – He's another person that can get his own. So if you got Kuminga, you got Jimmy, you got Pods, you got Steph, and then you got whether it's Post or you got, or TJD, now you got three guys that can get their own buckets, and then you got two scrappy guys, whether it's Moody or Pods, that can crash the boards and do the extra other stuff. So I don't know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of Draymond Green off the bench obviously has been done before. It's been suggested. I just feel like with Jimmy Butler on the team now, like, Draymond's going to start. I don't really
that's
have
how
a,
I would have it. No
just,
doubt about
I just,
it.
I just think he's going to start because now you have, I mean, Draymond's playing 30 a night. Butler and Steph are playing more than 30 a night. And I can't see him bringing Draymond off the bench. Especially when Kuminga comes back.
Yeah. And Draymond hit I don't want to say a dagger three, but it was a big one. 13 points, Donnie.
You know, I want to get fired up. I want to get into something with Kuminga.
All right.
and the way the Warriors are playing it right now with Jonathan Kuminga. But 888-957-9570 is the number. How much more optimistic are you Warrior fans now than you were about a week ago when you're looking at this team? How much has Jimmy Butler changed your perspective? 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center. This segment was also brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
Are your eyes green?
Thought they're brown.
But they're a different color. They look green today.
This guy.
His eyes are green.
Yeah, I've been told I do have beautiful eyes.
No, I didn't say that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I get money. I'm going to go ahead. The energy's great today. Everybody, the boss. It's payday, the all-star. Go ahead, Steiny.
Steiny and Guru with you on 95.7 The Game. I'm doing that just to piss the boss off right now. He's a good guy, the boss. All-star weekend. Hey, let me tell you what's going on. 1 o'clock today, we're going to do a little curveball.
Who we got?
We're going to get into a little football.
Let's go.
Mark Purdy. Longtime San Jose Mercury News columnist.
Related?
We'll ask him.
Wow.
He's got great knowledge of Brock Purdy. His name's Mark Purdy. And Mark just wrote a book about the San Francisco 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers, an illustrated timeline. And the thing that's pretty cool is that a lot of what the Niners are dealing with now regarding Purdy, he says there's a big comparison to be made with that and Steve Young in the past. And we'll get into it with Mark Purdy. He's a football guy.
We'll see.
There we go. Let's start out with... Well, okay, you know what? This is interesting. Let's go to Grant. And Grant, I think Grant...
agrees with you?
No, I mean, Grant wants to make the differentiation. He's in the Oakland Hills. He's not in Oakland. He's in the Oakland Hills.
Look at him.
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm gonna shut my radio down.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shut it down.
Like, man.
I'll tell you what. Go talk to the family. Get back to us when you can.
Cut the lawn.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing. This is one thing that they put me on the radio on for. Is first of all, love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. Fillmore Mike, I listened to him earlier. He's always on point. He's going to be like Shasky eventually. He's on point every single time. You should be on the radio. One thing that nobody's talked about is if you get Jimmy Buckus on the team, is the Warriors worth more money? Like, maybe they're doing it for that, too. Also, I think he's a I love Jimmy Buckets. There's the other guy who's called in, and he was like, we could win the championship with him. He's like that kind of player. Like, him and Draymond Green are so different. But my point is not to say I could go on and on. But are they worth more? Like, if you spend $60,000 a year or $60 million a year, $60 million, whatever, you know, right? But the Warriors are probably worth as much because there's more Jimmy Buckets jerseys. He's a Hall of Famer. Wiggins doesn't sell jerseys. And the fact that Jimmy Buckets is better on the team, he's also, like, better for the Warriors as far as their net value and, like, just everybody wanting to watch.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Grant. Appreciate the call.
Grant won NBA
money and
team store on us.
I'm just really not sure how to answer that.
Gave Mike some love and Shasky.
Hey, you know what the Warriors have done a great job of?
Winning titles?
No, this year. Specifically this year.
Uniforms?
They've done a great job of holding down Jonathan Kuminga's value. I mean, I'm serious. That's another reason you bring him off the bench. If he comes off the bench the rest of the season...
his film is his film, Scotty. Yeah, we've already seen him as a starter.
Yeah, okay. Watch... Evan, who's the highest paid player coming off the bench in the league right now?
Probably Ben Simmons.
Okay, that's true.
Like $40 million, man.
Yeah. I think of guys who play, it's like Jordan Clarkson.
I was just going there,
and he makes like what, 21,
something like that.
Yeah, it's a good number for Kuminga.
I like him.
It's a good number for Kuminga, 20-ish. I bet you that's
Uncle Looney said that's my Steiny trying to create drama.
Oh, there's big drama, Loon. Or Austin.
Loon.
No. He's
Austin said Purdy lives in his neighborhood. Yeah.
Which one?
San Jose. Austin from San Jose.
No, which Purdy?
Mark Purdy, the one joining us at one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The author.
Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. What's going on, Trevor? How you doing, man? Trevor in Rohnert Park. What's up, man? Oh, he's done.
Oh, T. That's it?
Well, it's it for him. By the way, coming up in a half hour during the 12 o'clock hour, your chance to play Knockout. It's our final spot on this show.
Let's
that
go.
We're giving away.
And then the Willard, field is set.
Then Willard and Dibs are giving you the last crack at it during their show. And then last but not least, Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy are going to be broadcasting live tonight from the Amador Club from 6 to 9 right here on 95.7 The Game. It's 85 Cigar Night, a party thrown by Chad Ochocinco and T.O. Other celebrities on hand, Dusty Baker, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullen, Baron Davis, Jason Richardson, and more. It's all brought to you by the Celebrity Pickleball Bash. For your tickets to this weekend's events, go to CelebrityPickleballBash.com. I'll also let you into the tell you how to get into that party tonight.
You a big cigar smoker?
No. No,
I'm gonna try one tonight.
Cigarettes.
All right.
I like cigarettes. When I gamble. I like sucking down cigarettes.
Peters. Yeah.
Let's go to Ulysses in San Francisco. Hey, Ulysses, how you doing, man?
What's up, gentlemen? You know, just hanging in there, man. I hope you guys are having a good Valentine's Day so far, man.
Yeah, back at you.
I guess.
Anyway, so yesterday I was watching the game with my mom, who never watches basketball with me. But I was telling her about the whole Jimmy Butler thing or whatnot. And
Oh, man. Ulysses, you gotta call
back. I just thought about my mom. Rest in peace.
I said what I said.
You gotta call back, Ulysses, and I'll tell you why. It's because if you were listening early in the week, I made a statement that is so true that oftentimes women have a completely different perspective of sports that guys just don't get. They don't get it. And I always feel like a woman's input on a sports topic gives you a newfound perspective to look at things. And clearly, he was gonna say something about the way his mom has
what
interpreted the interaction between Butler and the Warriors. You watch.
The strongest bond of them all. Stoney.
It's not going to be, he's not going to say, Mom said Jimmy Butler can't really go to his left. It's going to be something, an intangible.
Yeah. That's the strongest bond in our life is mother-son. To me.
I realize that a lot of times I try to go out of my way to disagree with you. And even there, I tried, but I can't disagree
it's
with
special.
That.
It's special. I talked to your mom. I posted a picture. Why? You should say how she's doing.
Ooh. I know how she's doing. Well, I just called her.
Okay, all right.
Let's go to Rob's in Richmond.
Oh, my baby, my darling. Am I going to embarrass you now with all your fans
great
out there?
Great voice. Just a great voice.
Can we take a call? Not from Mary?
Yeah.
Well, they got to answer.
Rob's in Richmond.
How you guys doing?
Hey, yeah, pretty good, man.
Hey. So check this out, man. You guys watched the game last night. Did anybody, I'm surprised nobody's talked about this. Did anybody catch what happened post-game when Bonte was going to interview Steph and the headset wasn't working? So they cut away, and then they cut back.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they had cut back to Steph a second time, the headset was working. And Bonte asked me, he said, hey, Steph, you look like you're distracted. What's going on around you? And Steph talked about how the fans were filling up the lower half of the bowl right where he was standing, and then they cut away to a different shot that, you know, a backdrop shot that showed kind of the whole perspective.
Yeah.
And how the fans were just filling in down there, right where Steph was, right?
Yep.
And here's the thing. I think the Warriors have a new energy. They have a new entertainment value. And that was something that was lacking in between the 12-3 and this new 3-1 stretch, right? Like, let's not kid ourselves. the Warriors have been one of the most entertaining teams to watch in basketball for the last decade. Okay, at least, right? I mean, since they started winning championships. I watch a lot of basketball. I'm a huge Celtics fan. I grew up in Vermont. So here's my perspective on this, right?
Okay.
When a team, it has this energy behind them, and they're traveling on the road, and the Warriors bring a value, an entertainment, a very entertaining style of play to their and that is their approach to winning, right? It's very, very entertaining. It's high speed, high intensity, and they deliver. And I'm telling you, man, there's a new energy behind the Warriors, and it's something that we really got to pay attention to going forward.
Thanks,
Thank
Rob.
You guys. Love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
I like that, Stani. A new energy.
Patti LaBelle.
I hadn't heard that one.
New attitude? Isn't that
LaBelle? No. Well, he said new energy.
Yeah, I'm saying attitude.
Right. I got a new attitude.
So do you know what he was referring to with Curry?
No, I was sipping red.
Okay, so
with the mixer.
The game was over, and Curry put the headset on, but he didn't have the earpiece in or whatever. Right. And so they they went back to the studio, and then they came back to Curry. And Curry said, you know, it's pretty cool. All these Warrior fans have come down to the first level where he was doing the interview, and then they panned from behind him, and it was like, wow. Like, there were, you know, a couple hundred people watching Curry do this interview, and a lot of them had Warrior gear on. And, you know, it was in Houston, but there were a lot of Warrior fans there.
All right.
And quite frankly, the caller's right. It was kind of impressive. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when the Raptors put the Warriors away in the NBA Finals.
I'll never forget that. We were there.
And
they took over.
At least 2,000 Raptors fans
were
in the building.
Going crazy.
3 hours after the
game. Singing the Canada song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But Steph's had that his whole career, though, Stani.
What? Just
fans? Yeah. Just box out. Michael Jackson. That's what I always called him.
Why do you have to compare people?
The gravity of...
Gravity?
If Steph is driving right now and he heard Goose say, you're Michael Jackson, he'd be like, that
says
it all.
What does gravity have to do with Michael Jackson?
Wherever Mike goes, there's a crowd.
What
and the people
that?
Come into the lower bowl.
What does a crowd have to do with gravity? I thought gravity is when...
You're not being this dumb. You're being dumb right now. Gravity is... people that are stars that people gravitate to.
Uh-oh.
And Curry, wherever he's at, there he could be at a hospital. People are going to be like, there he is. That's that man.
He's got less baggage.
Oh, I thought it was because Michael Jackson defied gravity in the Smooth Criminal video.
There's 100 jokes, but okay. You get it now?
I guess.
It's always a fun game.
Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Oh, by the way, we got to get into that.
I'm locked and loaded. Trevor!
I'll watch you cower here, but go ahead, Trevor. What's going on?
Working now. My phone's finally working.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, I was actually thinking of the buyout because you mentioned that we don't have that second three-point shooter that's really reliable. And with Jimmy Butler, I definitely agree with some of the callers how they're saying, like, we can get into the playoffs, but how much farther can we go once we're in the playoffs without really having more depth on the team? And I kind of agree with that, even though I still think they're a dark horse with Jimmy Butler. It makes a big difference. But what about a guy who's shooting 44% right now from three-point land, Kelly Olynyk? He might be – I think he's on the buyout market possibly. I think that'd be a good player if they could possibly go out and buy him out depending on what he costs. To pair him up with Curry. He's shooting three-point line pretty well right now. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I've been always skeptical, Stani. Like, why are they out on the buyout market, you know?
Why what?
Why are they there?
Well, because they probably found themselves on teams that don't want them. You know, Washington may buy out a couple guys. I don't know, although they don't seem to be doing that. Here's the way I look at it. And feel free to disagree vehemently if you want. Right now, the Warriors have three centers. Kevon Looney, who's like 30, Post, who's 25, and Trayce Jackson-Davis, who's 22 or 23. It's like, this is kind of what I mean. don't bring in a 32 or 33-year-old Kelly Olynyk who's going to take playing time away from Looney, Trayce Jackson-Davis, and Post. And quite frankly,
I'm with you.
He's not a significant enough difference maker to have him play at those guys' expense. That's the way I look at it.
I'm not mad at that.
I mean, let's, like, you found a little something with Post. Play him when you can.
He's learning.
If he's overwhelmed or overmatched, get him out of there. Put Looney in. But I'm not into any older players right now, especially if they're going to take the playing time away from some of the guys that are kind of responsible for this resurgence, which I would, and I know Post hasn't been great the last two games. He hasn't played very much, but you know, this is the risk you run. If Moody's helping you, if Pods is helping you, then they deserve to keep playing.
Yeah, and I know when you talk about the buyout market, it's not Nordstrom's to where everything you need in the NBA is readily available. But Stani, if they add anything, it's got to be hopefully a wing with some size.
I think they need a guard. I think they need a guard in a big way.
But you need somebody to stop a guard. And Houston kind of, I know they were missing Van Vliet. Not that he's the type that's been giving them problems, but Pods can dunk.
Man, that one hurt.
No, what you mean it hurt? Well, he can dunk.
But that doesn't make him athletic. It's okay. I didn't, you know, I'd be mad at Evan for doing that to you.
No, I'm not. That's my brother. Well, Drake just released a new song. I can't wait. Hey.
Is that what it's called?
I need a hug. Yeah. On Valentine's Day, he's back.
That's a fact.
Drake. Hey. We just are so different.
We are. Here we go.
Just back to Pods.
Okay.
Coach Vallejo, I love you.
I got to hand it to your instincts there.
Who was that? What do you call him?
Who?
Pods. He's not a concrete foot. He's shifty, Stani. He got the Steve Nash, the Fred Astaire. I'm not saying he's Dominique athletic. He's athletic, and so is Moody to me. I'm sorry. I can tell you some stiffs. I'm not telling you they're, you know, who am I looking for? Larry Nance Sr. I'm just telling you they're shifty. They can move. They're nimble. Slippery hips.
Okay. Boy, I mean, the way you're praising this team, I think they were in first place.
I got to be honest.
I mean, seriously.
And I'm not mad at it. I want more of it. You've been praising.
Slow your roll.
Hey.
415.
Who's, that ain't to me. Needs a
guru. Slow your roll.
Butler said championship, and you started the show with it.
Four dog bleep teams and played 2.5 good games.
Please. Hey, Houston, come on.
Oh, hey, by the way.
Look at the smiles.
How'd your guy do last night?
My guy.
Pat Spencer.
He got out there? See, so you're so sometimey. Had he scored 11, you'd be like,
you almost got 11 shots up.
Dude
took 7 shots in 9 minutes.
I love dudes that are not bashful.
He's playing a back-to-back.
Evan, he can't be a 7 dwarf. He is not bashful.
Rising Stars game tonight.
Thank you, Zooch. Appreciate it.
I cannot wait for that.
Guru, they're crafty. They're not athletic. Thank you, Zooch. Wow, somebody gets the game.
That's my guy, Zooch.
Somebody understands the game.
Craft.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see it!
Atco Pest Control. I agree with that guy, Steiny. On the text line, they haven't played anyone yet. I mean, the Rockets are like 4th or 5th.
And they beat Milwaukee. Let me guess, there was no Giannis.
Well, there wasn't.
Like, they didn't draw that up. You just play who you play.
They won 3 out of 4.
Let me tell you whose name I'm not hearing.
I can't do this. What?
I love you. This is random. That's who I am.
You think?
What happened to Doug Christie for president? Hey, nothing against Doug. We are so fickle. The dude was ready for president. Thank goodness. Now, hey, how's that going? Hadn't heard his name in a while.
Dude, they traded their best player.
Don't bog him down.
Oh, sorry.
With facts.
Hey,
seriously.
I don't like to delete that line. Bog him down with facts.
Sacramento Bulls are going nowhere.
Dude, you don't lose the New Orleans.
Oh, but you
and
can
you
lose
got
the
something
Dallas.
Back, Evan.
You can lose to Dallas when they don't have any of their players.
That one still hurt.
Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Livermore. Hey, Caleb, how you doing?
Yo, yo!
What's going on, man?
Talk to us.
What's up, what's up? Hey, hey, I'm going to be down there for All-Star Weekend either today or tomorrow. Guru is signing. Am I going to see y'all? What's up, man, at the club? What's happening?
Pull up. Tell us where you at.
I'm game time.
My guys. But look, this is a little bit about the buyout market.
All right.
If Steve Kerr said, like, all right, I'm going to start Pajemski moving forward. So it's Steph, Pajemski, Jimmy Butler, Draymond, and Post. I'm assuming that's the starting five.
Okay.
If one player becomes available and gets bought out, I think the Warriors should go after Marcus Smart. Now, I don't know how it's going to play out with this situation because I guess I saw a report that he's going to be playing really soon, so he might be off the table. But Marcus Smart off the bench with Buddy Hield, Moses Moody, Kuminga, and Looney. I like that second five pretty well as well. So, but that's all I got, man. Happy All-Star Weekend. And Steiny, man, you need to get out, man. Go have some fun.
Yeah.
Who's going to a birthday party tonight?
It's at the house. It's at my house.
Okay. Hey, nothing wrong with a house party. Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
God, we sound like nerds on that one.
There's something going on with Marcus Smart. I think
he's becoming the new street clothes. Last I've seen him.
He might be done. It feels like he may be on. He may be done.
Man.
But I don't know.
I thought he found a home in Boston.
Guru Christie does coach in the nation's capital.
I'm going to ask you about what's going on in the nation's capital, Sacramento.
See, y'all sent me up. How could Evan have that button right there, man?
Here, 510. Goo coming in strong with the Friday afternoon energy.
Yeah? Well, it's Friday.
It
afternoon's
is.
2 to 6.
It is.
This midday.
888-957-9570. What camp are you in? We got action or slow your roll? We got action with the Warriors? Slow your roll, Goo.
Yeah, we got action, and I wish the boss can pull a power play, shout out NHL, and get Stephen A. Smith on to defend his assessment on the Warriors had no, just didn't move the meter. Just didn't move the meter. Father, I could turn away.
You better be
like Guru would actually challenge his idol.
What?
You would not challenge Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen, that's my guy. Friend of the show.
Hey, Stephen. Hi, Steven.
Oh, my God, man. You got something with whoever that character is, man.
Hey, Steven. Steven, you weren't really high on the Jimmy Butler train.
Oh, boy.
Steven, you weren't really high on the Jimmy Butler train.
That's pretty good, man.
Why not? Why not? He's been so good.
That's pretty good. Oh man. You got something, Stoddy. I don't know what it is. Boy.
All right, 888-957-9570. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're almost at
halftime.
At noon.
We'll see.
Let's see. Coming up at next hour, 12 o'clock hour, your chance to play knockout with 95.7 The Game. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This Valentine's Day, fall in love with downtown Los Altos. From one-of-a-kind gifts to cozy cafes, you'll find the perfect way to say, I love you, all with free parking. Get more info at downtownlosaltos.org.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.